Hey, Whore Hive, if you are looking for a new podcast and also another safe place to explore your spirituality and sexuality, we have a new podcast for you guys to tune into. It is called Spiritual Gasm. It is a new podcast from BFFs Ariel Kebble and Sterling Jones, where they dive deep into the many realms of spirituality and the infinite levels of human sexuality. Now, y'all know me and Weezy be on here talking about our whole shit, but now you guys can listen to Kebble and Sterling talk through their personal stories, conversations with experts, and also the occasional celebrity guest, where they take a multifaceted approach to exploring everything that listeners are curious to know more about but are too scared to ask. Offering the perfect balance of believer and skeptic, Kebble and Jones will open up your mind, tease your senses, tickle your funny bone, and help you reach a new, highly satisfying kind of climax. This clip you're about to listen to had my ass laughing. These motherfuckers talk about different sounding moans and then getting to the spit talk. Now, we've talked a lot about spit during sex, so I'm about to leave you with a clip from the very new podcast, Spiritual Gasm, featuring Kebble and Jones. And be sure to go ahead and subscribe everywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.
When things are feeling good, I just let them know in a sentence. In my normal voice, I'll be like, wow, that feels really good. That's how I talk.
Are we in school?
I'll be like, wow, and then I'll...
That sounds really good.
That feels really good. Yeah, right there. And that's it. I'm not, I don't, I've never like...
That's vocal though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's vocal. Were you thinking of like screaming or something?
I've hooked up with a guy before and he was like, and I was like, there's the door, which is terrible. That was so mean of me.
Poor guy.
I didn't actually say there's the door, but I did.
Your attitude.
My dick was said there's the door. And I was like, dick, don't be a dick.
Like, and you're the dick's like, I can't help it, man. I'm a dick.
And he's like, well, tell him to stop doing that noise. First off, it's weird. Secondly, neighbors. Third, ew.
That's so mean.
I know. My dick is a dick.
Do you think that's because you weren't actually attracted to him?
Ooh.
Like if you were attracted, would it have mattered?
That is a really good question because I don't know. Because you're saying like,
should
what if I got my dream guy?
Yeah.
And he's like, would I be okay with it?
Okay,
no. It's not allowed ever.
But hang on a second. I feel like you're not being fair because you just went, what if he was like, oh. I'm serious.
I wish you guys could see your face.
Your
face. Podcast. We need cameras in here because that.
I'm serious though, because you just like automatically went high, and I feel like that's not fair to
okay,
a guy.
Let me hear it again and without seeing your face. Let me look away. Do the noise again. Let me see if I would be turned off.
Okay, hang on. I gotta get my face on. Okay,
go again.
Oh yeah. Oh, Sterling, that feels so good. Oh, well, now it's like Beavis in my head. Hang on. Now it's like Napoleon Dynamite. Hang on. I got to get somewhere in between.
Yeah, get somewhere.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Take three. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, my God.
No, I'm out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
He's out.
Your dick.
He's out.
Your dick.
He's out. He left. He's gone. Maybe it comes from, like, my conservative upbringing. Maybe. I don't know. But my parents were very, like...
Hang on a second.
Yes?
Are you conservative?
No, I'm meaning, like, my parents...
No, I don't mean politically. I mean, do you consider yourself conservative?
Sexually conservative, yes. I am. I know that to be a fact. And I'm not proud of that.
You're not proud of being conservative?
Sexually conservative?
Isn't it a choice? You can change it at any time.
I'm just not freaky deaky. The freakiest thing I've ever done to someone, mm-hmm. I spit in a guy's mouth once. He asked me to spit in his mouth. And I was like, really? And he was like, well, we're making out. And I was like, all right. And so I had to like find spit.
Oof.
And it wasn't turn. It didn't turn me on, but he turned him on.
Mm. That's interesting, because if you're kissing, you are technically swapping saliva, and yet there's something about swinging someone's mouth that just sounds... There's something about spitting on someone, period, no, that it, I it think was, is so
It's so
gross.
Disrespectful, yeah.
Yeah, it's like disrespectful. That's what it is. Yeah, it's like I can't even fathom that.
He wanted it in his mouth, and I mean, that's...
Which, again, I'm not judging.
But do you see, that's the freakiest thing I've ever done.
To be honest, I think that's freaky.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for me, but... Right. So, yeah, I'm pretty vanilla, and I don't like that part about me. I wish I was into, like, some shit, because I think it would expand my brain.